Imagine a crystal clear Chesapeake Bay, abundant with wildlife. Hundreds of fish species and millions of blue crabs and diamondback terrapins weave through vast meadows of underwater grasses. Although that's not currently an accurate description of our iconic bay, it once was, before decades of industrial-scale farming, overfishing, and nitrogen-laden fertilizers smothered much of the bay's bounty. Yet it could describe the Chesapeake Bay of the future, too, thanks to a record-breaking resurgence of underwater grasses in the nation's largest estuary. As with many things, it's all up to us. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Joining me today to discuss the resurgence of underwater grasses in the Chesapeake Bay is Jack Cover, General Curator of Exhibits here at the National Aquarium. Thanks for being here, Jack.
Thanks for having me, John.
So how have underwater grasses been monitored over the years, and how do we know that they're actually increasing?
Well, a team of dedicated researchers led by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science has been conducting an annual survey of the bay's grasses for over 30 years. Declines in bay grasses were first observed in the 1960s and 70s. Then in 1972, Tropical Storm Agnes delivered a major blow to the bay's underwater grasses by washing record amounts of mud and sediment into the bay. In 1984, a documented low of 38,000 acres of underwater grasses was observed in the bay. However, in 2012, the number of acres of aquatic grasses began a sustained increase. Looking at the 2017 data, we have seen the third straight year of record increases and now have over 100,000 acres of underwater grasses in the bay.
Well, okay, so to the average person, underwater grasses may not seem like such a big deal, but I think we know differently. Why is their return to the bay so significant?
Well, underwater grasses, for one thing, add dissolved oxygen to the water, which is essential for aquatic life. They absorb excess nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus. Underwater grasses are key habitat that makes the great protein factory, the Chesapeake Bay, work. They provide food for numerous species and provide a safe haven for a multitude of small species of fish and invertebrates. They are nurseries and spawning habitat for a large number of species.
What factors have contributed to the return of the grasses, Jack?
In 2010, the EPA mandated that the six states and the District of Columbia in the 64,000 square mile Chesapeake Bay watershed implement a pollution diet. That is, reduce the amount of pollutants like nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediments running off the land and eventually into the bay's waters. To accomplish this pollution reduction, actions like sewage treatment plants, planting cover crops in winter to absorb excess nutrients and reduce sediment runoff, and completing many stormwater runoff remediation projects have been implemented. In the paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a 23% reduction in the average nitrogen levels in the bay and an 8% reduction in average phosphorus was cited as a major factor in the underwater grasses' return.
So what do we need to do to continue this path towards restoration?
The recent resurgence of underwater grasses is evidence that the efforts to clean up the Chesapeake Bay is working. Every individual can play a role in the return to a healthy bay. For example, a source of nitrogen into the bay comes from nitrogen in the air that comes from the burning of fossil fuels. So take public transportation or buy a hybrid or electric car to reduce this nitrogen input. You can help the bay's underwater grasses by reducing or eliminating fertilizers or create rain gardens to capture stormwater runoff and send rainwater into the soil where it will be filtered and slowly released back into the bay.
Well, it's refreshing to hear some good news about the bay, finally. Thanks for joining us, Jack. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John.
You can help restore vital Chesapeake Bay habitats by volunteering for one of the National Aquarium's many conservation events around the bay. To learn more, visit aqua.org/conserve. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.